Good evening and welcome to KILI Storytelling Hour. My name is Brian Sergeant Cloud, and I come up here Wednesdays from 5 to 6 and I bring you story, education, and the Lakota language. And I want to thank Lloyd for I was running real late. I called up here and I said, Lloyd, I will probably, what did I say? I won't make it this evening. And then my cola came along and gave me energy, that spirit. And deep in my mind, I wanted to come and share the Lakota language, and I will tell you a story. So I'm really glad to be here, and I want to thank Kiri Radio. And I want to thank Tim here, and I'll let him introduce himself.
Oh, Akele, Bechta, Tikiha, Kolab, Mayak, Shile. Kiata Oksan Kseto Nozina Ben Kisnava Uta Itka Eto Nozi Hen Takushka Tatokis Wapatis Nina Tuxelinches Lizard Hukuta Manuina Tuxelomani Nitis Lizard Wolfha Ja El Dakuna Et Twakti Waukti Bluxa Echta Mayal El Tiopat khail wakato tuna. Yusim kichapi, a tiopel atum kichana. Tara lak yuskia little uhiuta kapina, eta kukaki, yuastaku, yungla kapikteta, anokoptan kapu.
And before we go on, I want to thank all the listeners that in the past told me that they enjoy listening to the storytelling hour, and say good evening to Charlie up in Martin. Tom, if you're listening, good evening. I don't know if Tom still hears, but Tom, good evening. And also people down in Rapid City, good evening. Crawford, Wambly, and Oglala. And on the road, some of you are going home to another day at work, or maybe going to a bingo game in Rapid City. Take your time. Drive slow, and as Lloyd says, buckle up and stay safe. This evening, before I came up here, I was going through my notes, and on the way up here, I changed my thought, and I was talking to Tim before we came here, and Tim, I said, Tim, let's share this person. Let's do a story about this person. He is called the Lakota Yapi, the Lakota language. He came into this world. Sometimes we say Turtle Island. Many years ago. Sometimes we will say time immemorial. He was here first on this island. Very strong. All the words, all his relatives understand the words. His grandpa, grandma, they tell stories. His wife understands him. His children understand him. Soon as they can hear, soon as they can walk, they were speaking to him, he was speaking to them. Time changes. He's been here for a long time now. Sometimes we hear good things. As we grow and as we change, we take care of him so that we will never forget him. His name is Lakota language. And this evening, we're going to share that with you. Now, I have one story where he came from Wind Cave, or Pite Oyate. And when Te Oyate came into this world, the Tatanka came because they were worried that they don't have a language. So he came up and told them. He said, I give you my language and I give you my body. With this, you will survive. You will close yourself. You will make your teepees or teekja with this mahide. You will use my skull as your altar. Everything. And we still do. So we're going to talk about this person. He is the Lakota language. And I will let Tim say what, see what his thoughts are on this. Lakota language. Daniel afraid of Hawkeye. In Kahewa Tohan, he was Rasna in Trehanslova, Matohan in Lakota, Yapikilum, Venetia, in the Chandicha, Rock, the movie. Ali in Lakota, Yapilana, Venetia, Chai. The Yapikile Utakone Hoyaki here, Ponka Hawe. Kahe Hoyaki. Honey, the wakes here get you. Honey, we mankata, we chakpi, we yakpak pala, his pak. Ah, we yakpak pala, no smell lie. Unaha mankhaik da his pak. A mankhawa el his pak, le was shuntanka. Tamaheli. Well, the only wind cave out there. Ohechi Mahia and Ohechi Aptoyate, whom the church. Chi Aptoyate, him chocolate. What shall it? Wana, Watona, don't call it Oyate Namakata, Doki Hinamha. Wana Yapikile, you have. What shall it? Ptoyate, Hachi Mahalam, and I was in Afrika. Here. Leonia, where hetahi, Veta lakotia, lakota, he. Natatanka kile, itchi unaha, unnipi. creation stories. Are you call the hand one other the hung in the killer? Ihani le to Gashla which champion. Kaka Uchi, Naisam Kaka Uchi, Lena. To one word like I'm up to two cash na home. What kind of like the neck cash na home, which is. And we choya crack up and then the home. The hand on the come on spit. That's a charm. A condo which I can. Allow me to let a change one year to you, he'll attack or talk to I. Every year we change, and the language will change too. Because our way of life is changing too. Le oyakta, when I went to Tona oyakta, now Kanza was a chamoid. Lan in Lakota, le Lakota yapikile. Lan le Lakota yapikile, Wogalakota, Otto Kahnikakis. Taku came in the Kahnikakis. Oyat took his gate, he looked at it. Waleha, he only took.
Iska, I wear gaka kigle I anog of the na. He me lakhubu gaka pikile waka evsa. We choy she's a takani wapishnu. Takani sita, Victoria sita Alcock Esni, Victoria was sister Itella Kumpi. Now, Toska Olake to lay, I have taken yet to select. Some Yawana, one name, Uhinese Pikila, Lacol was. Was maybe chinkilana woglaka okie pihanta unkie pita tiata lako wonglaka hantas wums behe alkrake. Oita gaka his ktesni yeta anokoplam chansna some yasna a dozener with toye ijuki. Unkie him was the Kitahona, I know of don't be a damn, Muslim kitchen chows late as, Lehan make us, our metal Kazaki has no Watonas net with tables, now yes, which show you musician we talk. Now we talk like a Yawit Sabrak Sapiness now. Dagun Uchita Kapihanta. Nung yamani is a apple epcha. Now, a bit to kill it, Daku Yashkan kill it to her, Yuksa Nahake, which show you here, Nung yamani, 3-4 times. Repeat that word 3-4 times to yourself. And vary it in your state of mind, you know. The learning process to us as Brian's a very good instructor. And it seems to me by now that we should be able to have small conversations with our children and grandchildren. And that's up to us as older parents, those of us that are 40, 50 and above. Then you have La Colia Mkita Rapita. When Oshita Wayagak Wongaka Pikilena. Matons the Echigan and Eonkigan Cup in La Colia Wovichunka Cup behind us. It's very touching. It's kind of sentimental in a way because you're trying to communicate with a child that is born into a world. Today our world is so it's unexplainable. If there was any other way, I don't think we would probably choose a different planet to to live on instead of what our children must face into the future. So, by all means, the Lakota language is the most beautiful language, and where it comes from and where it originated from is if you have listened to Brian, it's quite easy to visualize that people before us, 500-600 years ago, that were all over this continent and are buried in sacred places all over this land, and then the beginning of our language, which was handed down to us through what Brian told us earlier, and I believe so that the story that has been told about Wind Cave and everything up to this point, I'm a believer. I believe that people inhabited a lot of these caves and caverns and whatever, you know, for shelter and whatever, and then the message that it carried. Every person has a different idea, a different dream, a different fantasy about who and where and what we come from. Mm-hmm. And I personally am a believer in what Brian has just said. And for this language to be with us this far and into the future, it's very meaningful. We hope someday that 10, 20 years from now, we hope to have at least maybe half of all the students, or maybe more, are talking Lakota, and on Brian's behalf, it's a goal for him to come through with his teachings, as well as all the other Indian educators in the Lakota. In the Lakota language, and I think that we need to get more involved at home, at school, anywhere, to bring about our beautiful Lakota language into the future generations. And I humbly pray that this will be so. And whatever it takes, I know Brian is a very strong man, and Karen, and let's see, there's a lot of you people that are out there at OCS, let's see here, Will Peters, Mr. Hill, there's a lot of you that are out there listening right now that, We know it can be done, but it's going to take us, because we need to have our sharper communication skills, and that's what it takes to get a message across. Dr. Lamia.
Takwa, le wellness na ibalik chakila le bichoy yung makasi tama niya. Lev, kus lehan le uyuh pe tamo hi. Ona lehan le manash na bo ong lao ekta. Ong ambali ahazi zipala. Мені люза, як та, як хота, я пім. Си чого я так на? Ага. Ак пашта я так. Гум папха. Вона на камка і ве кувичаша. На кувичаша та хена ак хота на кама та. Ак пати аплет хеча я так. Вона си ситуа. Вона юха і ле тоган вона ле хошла кхота ояте юча на кхота. Наш нахот. We have our language out. We have our land. We have our land. And we are powerful out. Ata hohel chota nach on nahangnas. Yes, we have land. We have your language. Ak le okachni rakt. He o nash vichota. Lena you have lakhot yapo etchimkemos. Vila vichota. So when you hear people say, "We are a people. We are powerful. We have our language, we have our land, we have our government." Maybe a lot of people don't understand that that language is right now, like right now when we started this show, I mentioned that let's say this language is a human being. He's been here for a long time. And today, 2014, we talk about him and said, well, he's still here and we are powerful. But when we say that, do we understand what is going on with this person? Maybe he was here for a long time. He was here first on this island. And we cannot count the years that he's been here. But I can tell you that maybe 135 or, 135 years ago, maybe they wanted to put him away. And the word is assimilate, or even just do away with it. And they said, we're going to send all his children to boarding school. We're going to send missionaries out to these people and teach these savages the English language. And then we're going to outlaw gatherings so they can't have inipi or Sundance or even gatherings. And that was in 1879. That's 135 years now. Before that, this Lakota language really suffered too. But probably before that, maybe even 50, 60 years, whenever the other language came. So, and then maybe only 50 years ago, maybe in the 70s, people sit down and say, we need to do something about this person, because today we don't understand him. Today, some of us don't understand him. And when he talks, we don't understand him. And if we keep going like this, and when he's gone, are we going to be powerful? Are we going to stand there and say, we are powerful because we have a language? We have land. I don't know what the other one was, government. So, you know, every day there's really dedicated teachers out there, dedicated people that understand what is going on. And this also, like I was talking to Karen before I left, and she even mentioned maybe this man he's been told in many, from many directions. Like I will say, you speak like the way I speak, and then somebody else over here will say, no, you speak like this because it's easier for our children. And then somebody else will do the same thing over here. And then so they create this friction between people. And that's what it's all, that's been going on for many years now. People come and like Iktomi, like he'll come and say, oh, Tim said this and Brian said this, and pretty soon you and I will look at each other. Oh, he's full of it, I'll say. But you know, it's getting to that point now. So maybe someday we all need to we don't have to go to a big meeting, because we go to a meeting, we just sit there and listen to people talk and say, we're still here, we're still strong, everybody's talking in Lakota, and we all understand each other. We're powerful people. So, but do we really understand what's happening to, like, one example here is, I'll read this so you see what you get out of it. Okay, this is a Rosebud Sioux Tribe Resolution number 2012-243. And I'll just read the bottom part of it. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe has adopted the official Tsitsitaw Lakota language orthography. The art or technique of correct spelling according to established usage, as recommended by the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Education Department, and therefore be it resolved. The Rosebud Sioux Tribe hereby adopts the official Rosebud Sioux Tribe Lakota language orthography recommended by the Rosebud Sioux Tribe Education Department. Like that. And then so pretty soon, like I have another one here. The RST Lakota Language Preservation Project is subject to helping in revitalizing the use of the Lakota language and culture, and issues of non-Native American sources entering the reservation and school systems with their own welfare in mind. And these entities are utilizing individuals' names without consent for the sake of contributors list to mislead the public and further receive support of unsuspecting school districts, school boards, or programs. The more Chan River Sioux Tribe, you have one too. It says here, Lakota at the efforts to protect and preserve the language and culture. And this one here is March 13, 2007, Superintendent Cheyenne River Agency. And I'll just read the one sentence here. Lakota Oyate's efforts to protect and preserve the language and culture of the Lakota Oyate from misappropriation, exploitation by individuals who seek to use the culture and language for personal and or financial gain. So there's, like, maybe sometimes we don't really understand what's happening. He's been everybody wants it like a they want to cut him up and use like a I don't know if that's the right way to describe it, but he's still alive, this language.
Yeah.
And it's really up to us. And like you and I speak Lakota, and there's a lot of listeners out there that speak Lakota, so we can still speak Lakota, and we can still, you know, if we can do something, and we can work together too.
Yeah.
Whether it's maybe there's people that have different good ideas, just like schools. You mentioned schools. Today we have preschool, two years old, three years old. I have a little grandson that goes to that school at Oglala. And he's saying Lakota words, like he'll say Tokshake, he'll call me Lala. So, and then we have, today we have, I heard this evening that maybe we would, in some of, like, the school in Wounded Knee, they're going to have preschool. So this is something new. It's gonna start early now.
Mm-hmm.
Not kindergarten, but it's gonna be before.
Preschool.
Yeah, preschool. And I think that's a really a big step forward.
Yeah.
To work on these children when they're young. Like I always tell myself, like I always, you know, when you work with children, I really like the older. We work with children that are like to 8th grade, and we always tell them that someday you're going to go out there, you're going to a different school next year, you're going to Kyle, or you're going to Red Cloud, or you're going to Little One, or you're going to Crazy Horse, Rapid City, somewhere.
Mm.
You're going to have Lakota language. And do the best you can, and like you said, at least remember how to say good morning, goodbye, I'm hungry, and use Lakota respectful. You're going to have create this word respect when you say Oji, when you say Kaka, like that. Or if you say Miso or Chie, like that. Today we don't do that. Even adults we don't call like we, you and I say Kola, but I should be saying maybe you're way younger than me, so maybe I should be calling you Toshka. And you can call me don't call me Kakaru. But, you know, like that.
Uh-huh.
So that it'll create that respect.
Yeah.
Like when you hear people use those words to each, especially in their family, like that. And then you're going to start picking up that Lakota language. But it's really easy to. I think when you're young, it's a time to really, because I worked with, well, this is my fourth year, I think, 9, 10, 11, 14, this is my fifth year.
Hmm.
Now, when we started out, we wanted to work on the kindergarten.
Huh.
And then we wanted to, the following year, we wanted to work on, those people will be first grade, and then the new ones come in. Then the third year, you're going to do the second, first, and kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And then you pick up the third, second, first, and kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
The ones that are fourth graders started out kindergarten. You can tell that they have a lot, like the second graders, third graders, and fourth graders. They can say, like, they're not, they don't converse, but they can have the relative terms.
Yeah.
And like, I want some water, or I'm using the restroom, things like that. So they're aware that they need to start learning the Lakota language. And then the upper grades are good too. They're more interested. So for them, usually like, even all of them, we always like to tell them how they used to live way back, and how people used to sit around and tell stories. So, you know, it's we all need to, and I know it's hard. It's hard, and also another one is maybe we're not all walking in one direction together, even if we have like all these like I just talked to. Sometimes you don't hear the truth, but maybe like Hakini, or maybe like Tioshpai Topa, or Noblipa, or Wakpala, or Bulhe. We don't even know what they're doing. Or He Dog, or
Owakpamali,
like that. So we don't know. And then I was just talking to my brother up in Sisseton, They want him to talk about a horse, horses, the next one. And so, and he said there's not many Lakota speakers, but you know, like there are speakers up there, but it's getting to a point where, you know, there's not many in some of these tribes. And that's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, that's I think that's enough on the Lakota language. And that sometimes we create, we just don't have that togetherness sometimes. And there's no one in we're all Kili. We're all, everybody. You're Kili. All these people who are teaching Lakota language, they're Kili. And whether they're not Lakota, they're helping us too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
As older ones, we know how to speak, read, and write. You know, I know I learned mine from probably my grandma and grandpa and them, but as I remember when I was a little guy, I knew that we used to listen to all the church songs, Christmas songs used to be sung in Lakota. Now, in Wapi, Wakahena ko Lakota Wapi. Cha wekse kichi henashna, wujista yama kina, luma usi mechichi, durska nagopta kena Lakota. Jesus chante, awa etroke, maspesele. Wacheke, an, Hunku mitrawa at kuku ki tam yolubu mitiapi na washeke el upiche cha Bible ita lakola wame heta iwachur cha uginash hechek che tiwa uki itrawa inana ka takuku hechel wapi yubrava na yugina kamata uginash. I mean, it's just humor, but there's got to be a beginning, and it already started. It's a heki he yetsit unkiapi. Now when I lay wongla kahampi kilena hektaka atem kit hapena samya hektaka lila wongspe na worksapa washeste yahapi na stories. Now you can almost imagine how peaceful and kind-hearted our ancestors must have been. You know, there's no temper, no nothing like that. I believe that never existed in our society 100 years back. You know, to our grandfathers and their grandfathers. So I really. It kind of gets to my heart when I have to relate back in time, because man, that's what we put forward, that's what we put on air, that's what we think about, is that those that have gone beyond and they went on to the other side with a lot of intelligence, a lot of good stories, and a beautiful language. Often wondered how our older people would sit there and listen, they could communicate and talk with someone, but there was nobody around, so they say that you go to the other side with a beautiful language. A very beautiful language.
Okay, it's 6:05 now, and we were going to also touch on I think Tim said spirits, but maybe we can touch on that next time. Before I forget, I want to congratulate all the great graduates. The kindergarten graduation, it was really good. All the parents came, all the schools, you know, have graduations, and I'm sure they all turn out really good. And that's when all the parents come and they support their children. That really looks good. It is very powerful. Makes them feel good. Makes their children just be proud. So congratulations to everybody. Kindergarten, 8th graders, 12th graders. OLC is going to have graduation next month.
And all the parents and grandparents, don't ask us to hear you last year. What kind of a moose is going to chill at the end of the day? Why are you with your child up in a glib sense now?
Today's last day. Last week was last day of the week was the last week for the one day school children.
Huh.
And there's other schools that are like that too. Now. There's graduations all of them.
Hmm.
And so, parents, there's some of you out there that I see a lot of them. They all like to play softball. Or nowadays, they like to play soccer. Some people, I just went to a family gathering over in the Mission Flat. Ernie and his family, I went over there. They were playing horseshoes. The children were playing different places. They were all playing. So if you can do that, it creates a lot of friendship, togetherness, and it's good for the children too. So. And there's some really energetic people out there that have let these children play.
Hmm.
Long time ago, we used to do that, play against each other, softball or horseshoes. Or
mm-hmm.
So you want to just sit around.
Yeah.
Get out there and play and compete and eat and get stronger and maybe read, help your family, and just keeps you out of trouble.
Yeah.
So stay good, have a good summer, and we'll see you again next week.
Chris, Eaglehawk, Dupsel, Nakahitsi, Kola, how have Hello Hake, and Nakumanis, I know, Tanaketa. Voi, voi hänen kertsinä siksi ei ole kolla, ole itse tullut.